Title: Old School Rave Piano Composition Advanced, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build an old school rave piano hook that actually works in drum and bass. Not just some bright stabs, but that proper rhythmic hook engine. Bold harmony, sharp rhythm, and enough attitude to cut through a full rolling drop without eating your snare or fighting your bass. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar drop loop around 174 BPM, with a main piano hook, a variation, a layered piano stack that hits hard, and a processing chain that mix ready, EQ into saturation, into compression and ducking, into reverb that feels rave-y but doesn't smear your groove. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 174. You can go a little slower or faster, but 174 is home base. Create three tracks: drums, bass, and piano. On drums, get a tight DNB grid going. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Hats on offbeat eighths, or shuffled sixteenths if you want more chatter. If you've got an amen or think style break, tuck it in quietly underneath so it adds movement without taking over. The whole reason we start here is because rave piano is groove dependent. You want to write into the pocket, not on top of it. On bass, keep it simple for now. A rolling res and a sub, or even just a placeholder sustained note. The bass is there to tell you when you're intruding into low-end territory. We'll keep the piano out of that lane. Now choose a key and a harmonic attitude. Classic rave piano loves minor keys and tension that's just slightly dangerous. Good keys for DNB are F minor, G minor, A minor, or D minor because they sit well with subs and they're easy to voice. I'm going to use F minor as the example. Here's the chord flavor palette you're aiming for. Minor triads with an add 9 for that anthem emotion, minor sevenths and dominant sevenths for that rave and house DNA, suspended chords for motion, and something called chromatic planing, which is just moving the same chord shape around to create lift and tension without getting complicated. Now we build the instrument, and yes, we're doing it with stock Ableton devices. Make a MIDI track called Rave Piano, and set up an instrument rack with two layers, a body layer and an attack layer. For the body, use a grand piano if you have it, or electric as a stand-in, or any piano instrument you trust. After it, put EQ8, high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope. This is non-negotiable in DNB. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's not speaking, give it a small presence lift around 2 to 4 kHz. Then add saturator. Soft sine mode is a great start. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is where you get that slightly aggressive, forward, rave weight without making it harsh. After that, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to squash it, you just want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks to keep it consistent. Now for the attack layer. Add operator. Set oscillator at a sine or triangle and give it a fast percussive envelope. Zero attack. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and a short release like 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then put an auto filter and high pass at around 600 Hz to 1 kHz. That keeps it clicky and out of the body range. Blend this attack layer quietly under the main piano. You'll feel it more than you'll hear it, and that's the point. It makes the stab speak on small speakers and keeps the groove crisp. After the rack, add a final EQ8 for shaping, utility for width control, reverb for short rave room, and then a compressor for sidechain ducking. Let's dial in a reverb that feels old school but doesn't wreck the drop. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Use pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so your transients stay clean. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut it around 7 to 10 kHz. If you want a transition trick, you can automate freeze very sparingly, but treat that like a special effect, not a default setting. Now we write the core stabs. This is the rave grammar. Start with a two-bar loop. In F minor, a classic progression that works insanely well in DNB is F minor to D flat to E flat to C, or even better, C7. That C or C7 is the tension that pulls you back to F minor. It's the we're not done yet chord. Here's the voicing rule that will save your mix. Keep the chord in the mid-range, roughly C3 to C5. Do not play left-hand piano down where the sub lives. Anything below about 150 Hz belongs to your bass and sub, and don't just use root position block chords. Use inversion so it feels like a riff. A great trick is to keep a common tone on top and move the inner notes. That makes it sound intentional like a hook, not like someone just cycling through chords. Now rhythm. In DNB, rave piano often works best as offbeat stabs with gaps. The gaps are part of the hook. A classic pocket is hitting stabs on the end after the snare. If you're counting 16 THS, you might land hits around places like 1E and 2 and 3E, 4 and, but don't lock into a formula. The real goal is, does it feel like another drum layer? And here's a coaching moment. Think piano is percussion first, harmony second, solo drums and piano, and ask yourself, does this groove? If it doesn't, fix placement and release before you change chord choices. In Ableton, a great workflow is, record the stabs loosely on a MIDI keyboard, then quantize to 1/16, but don't stop there. Add swing using the groove pool. Try MPC 16 swing somewhere around 55-59%. Subtle. Then commit the groove when it feels right. Hard quantized rave stabs can sound stiff and cheap. Swing gives it life. Now turn those chords into a hook. This is where advanced writing really kicks in. Top line steering. Duplicate your chord clip. On the duplicate, delete everything except the top note of each chord. Now you have a melody hiding inside your harmony. Edit that top voice into a memorable two-bar motif. Keep it simple and singable, because this is the part the listener remembers. Then go back to the full chords and make sure your chord voicings support that top note. Instantly, it becomes an anthem without turning into pop cheese. Next, build call and response. Think in two-bar sentences. Bar 1 is the statement. Bar 2 answers it with a slightly different rhythm or a different ending chord. Over 4 bars, a classic structure is A, B, A prime. Same identity, but evolving. To make it coherent, pick 1 or 2 anchor tones. These are identity notes that show up repeatedly, often the 5th or the 9th, or even a common top note that keeps returning. Anchor tones make the riff feel like a statement instead of random stabs. Now articulation, velocity, and note length. Rave piano lives and dies here. For classic stabs, keep note length short, roughly 60 to 180 milliseconds. For more anthem, you can go 200 to 450 milliseconds, but only if you're ducking properly and controlling reverb, because long sustains will smear your snare and hats. Velocity-wise, don't max everything. Main hits around 95 to 120 is a good start. Ghost stabs around 55 to 80. Pick a few accented hits to make the rhythm bounce with a break. Use Ableton's velocity MIDI effect before the instrument and add a bit of random, maybe 5 to 12, to keep it alive. If needed, use the note length MIDI effect to enforce consistent stabs so your groove stays punchy. Now let's talk register rolls, because this is how you stop fighting the bass. Your bass and subone below about 120 Hz. Piano body lives roughly 250 Hz to 2 kHz. Piano cut and edge lives 2 to 6 kHz. If you want the riff to feel bigger, don't drop it lower. Double an octave up, or add a bright layer. So let's layer. Duplicate the MIDI to an octave up layer, transpose it plus 12 semitones, and high pass it higher, like 300 to 500 Hz. That layer is bite and brightness, not weight. If you want an optional air layer to help it cut in a dense drop, add wave eatable with a subtle saw, maybe at a little unison, but keep it very quiet. Bandpass it around 1 to 4 kHz, so it's basically a halo of presence, not a synth taking over your piano. Now ducking. Sidechain is not optional in DNB. Put a compressor on the piano track, enable sidechain, and feed it from the kick. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Pro workflow, make a ghost kick track that's muted but triggers the sidechain consistently. That way, if you change your kick sample or do a break-only section, your ducking behavior stays stable and your piano still sits in the pocket. Now microtiming, advanced level. Instead of relying only on one groove setting, treat each hit differently. Push answer hits slightly early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Pulse setup hits slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. This creates that classic pull into the snare sensation, without sounding sloppy. Don't do it everywhere. You're seasoning, not rebuilding the grid. Also remember there are two kinds of space, silence and masking. You can leave gaps in the MIDI and still feel cluttered if your reverb tail is washing over everything. If it feels crowded, shorten the release, or gate the reverb return so the room hits but doesn't smear. A slick trick is putting reverb on a return track, then a gate after the reverb, so you're literally slicing the tail. You can even key the gate so it closes before important snares. Quick sound design extra. If you want the stab to speak even more, try drum buffs on the piano. Yes, on the piano. Keep drive low, crunch subtle, transients up a bit, and boom off. This can replace an extra attack layer and still feel musical. Now let's arrange this into a practical 16-bar DNB drop. Bars 1 to 4, full drums and bass, but keep the piano sparse. 2 or 3 stabs per bar is enough. You're establishing the pocket. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the full hook, guided by that top-line motif. Slightly busier. Near the end of bar 8. Automate the reverb, send up a little, like 2 to 4 dB. Just to lift into the next phrase. Bars 9 to 12. Variation time. Change the final chord choice for a lift, like swapping C7 to a flat, or using an E-flat over G kind of feel. Add the octave layer, or add a touch more saturation drive. And here's a simple urgency trick. Take one stab and push it a 16th earlier, or nudge it 10 to 20 milliseconds early. One hit. That's it. It'll feel like the drop leaned forward. Bars 13 to 16. Turnaround. Reduce to fewer stabs again so the space feels heavy. Put a reverb freeze or a longer tail on the final hit, and add a drum fill or break edit to set up the next loop. If you want an arrangement upgrade, think in riff states, not just A and B. Make a sparse state, a full state, a bright state with octave and extra bite, and a wet state with more send for end-of-phrase moments. Rotate those every 4 bars, and your piano feels alive without rewriting the part. Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too many notes and long sustains. DNB moves fast, and your piano will smear the snare unless it's controlled. 2. Writing chords in the sub-range. Don't high pass and keep voicings up. 3. No groove, hard quantized stabs. Use swing and use micro-timing. 4. Reverb that eats the drop. Use pre-delay, low cut, and automation. 5. Overcomplicating harmony. Rave piano is usually simple harmony, strong rhythm, smart voicing. Complexity often weakens the hook. If you're going darker or heavier, lean into dominant tension. In F minor, C7 is your friend. You can imply a C7 flat 9 vibe with melody notes even if you're not playing a full jazz core. If you distort, do it with discipline. Band limit before saturation. High pass around 180, low pass around 8 to 10k, then saturate, then EQ again to notch any harshness around 3 to 5k. That's how you get rave grit without fizzy pain. Width tip. Keep the core midrange fairly centered so the piano stays punchy. If you widen, widen only the air. This audio version is shortened for playback.